down the river too far. What about us? What about all the times you said you had the answers? What about us? What about all the broken happy ever after? To be solved. We are children that need to be loved. We were willing, we came when you called. But man, you fooled.
Hi, Katie. Welcome aboard. What can I do to make your night special?
I want to tell you a story about a wonderful man that I just met. His name's John. We've been dating about 6 weeks, and we just hit it off immediately. From the second we met, it was just natural. It was comfortable. And he treats me like a queen. He bypassed princess, went straight for queen.
6 weeks, and we are smitten.
Yes.
So, have you noticed that you're sleeping less?
Yeah, a little bit.
And are you thinking giddy, silly 16-year-old in love thoughts in the middle of the day?
Yeah, I have to admit it.
And are you checking your cell phone every hour to see if he's written or called?
Usually he does. So
it's not necessary to check it all the time because he's just there.
He's just in every part of my life, and it's wonderful. And yeah, he's just fantastic. He's becoming a wonderful friend and a sweetheart, and I'm just excited.
So do you think this is it? Do you think this is the one?
Yeah, I think so.
Or is it too early to say that?
I'm more and more confident as each day goes by.
You want to say it, but you don't want him to hear you say it.
Yeah, I think he's the one.
You're stupid in love. You have been bit by the love bug.
You betcha.
Yes, you have. Good for you, honey.
Close your eyes. Give me your hand, darling. Do you feel my heart beating? me. Do you feel the same? Am I only dreaming? Or is this burning? An eternal flame. Say my name. Sun shines through the rain. The whole life so lonely. And then come and ease the pain. I don't want to lose this feel at all. Say my name. Sun shines through the rain. The whole life so lonely. And then come and ease the pain. I don't want to lose this feeling. Oh. Close your eyes. Give me your hand. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand?
Cause tomorrow might be good for something. Talking to myself in public and dodging glances on the train. And I know they've all been talking about me. I can hear them whisper, and it makes me think there must be something wrong with me. Out of all the hours thinking, somehow
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemmas from Somebody Says, I'd like to dedicate a song to a friend who seems to be going through a midlife crisis. He's entertaining another woman while he's married and has two children. He's been a longtime friend, and I'm concerned as he is selfishly cheating on his wife. I know it for a fact. However, I'm caught in the middle as our kids are very close and our families are close in general. My question is, should I confront him directly or should I tell his wife about my concerns? Problem is that the woman in question is someone he works with and it gets very complicated. I'm quite sure the wife knows but is in denial. Do I stick my nose in his affair or do I turn a blind eye? Not sure why I even bother to care, but there's so much history in our families. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Thanks from Meddling Mary, not her real name. Meddling Mary, I will have my words for you coming up next. You are listening to Delilah. Today's best music is on KZST. Hey, business owners. Only you know who you need to best keep things moving, but that doesn't mean you have to find candidates all on your own. You need Indeed, the hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. With Indeed's virtual interview tool, you can seamlessly schedule and conduct interviews right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Join Macy's and Girls Inc. now during Women's History Month and help empower young women and girls. Throughout March, you can round up your in-store purchase to the nearest dollar or donate online to help us support Girls Inc. Since 2020, we've raised over $5.7 million to prepare 220,000 Girls Inc. participants to pursue their dreams. Give back today, shop women-owned brands, and find out how we're creating brighter futures for all at Macy's.com/purpose.
That's Mike saying good morning. It's the best he can do right now. Yeah, not a cloud in the sky. What Mike could use is a fresh start. And Irish Spring Body Wash. The fresh scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds are just the reset Mike needs. Now he's ready
to go to work.
It's Sunday. Irish Spring. When the spring hits you, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring at Walmart today.
Nothing slows my little girl down. Except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children's Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus and everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children's Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
We'll be right back.
deal with a lot of criminal types, and lately, more of them are identity thieves, because identity theft is one of the fastest growing crimes in America. So let's hear how they do it.
Identities are easy to catch online. I just go fishing for them. I send people an official-looking email pretending to be their bank or credit card company and ask them to confirm their personal information. Hooks them every time.
Stealing folks' identity is as easy as standing behind them on the checkout line. When they open their wallets, I'm ready to take a picture of their driver's license with my cell phone camera. It's a snap.
You can learn a lot from the criminal mind, but you can learn even more from me. Safeguard your personal information on the phone, online, and especially around the house, because half of identity theft is committed by people you think you know. Take it from McGruff. Keep your identity to yourself and take a bite out of crime. For more information, visit the National Crime Prevention Council at ncpc.org.
A message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
Can't sleep? Maybe you're up tonight thinking about a big project or working the night shift. I just wanted to take this time to say, Sonoma County, thank you for listening. I'm Delilah, and this is Sonoma County's one and only KZST. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from somebody I have named Meddling Mary, who is close friends with a family and has discovered that the husband in this family is having an affair. She says, "I know it for a fact. He's selfishly cheating on his wife.
Meddling Mary, you have no clue why he's cheating, if he's cheating, unless you're in the bedroom there with them. You don't know what's going on, and it's not for you to judge his motives or his behavior. If you are truly a friend and you are concerned, you don't confront him and stick your nose in his affair. You say to him, "Friend, I care about you. I love you. I love your family. I love your wife and your children. And I think that you're making choices that could hurt you and hurt them. And I know it's none of my business, but if you ever need to talk about it or get honest with somebody, I'm here for you." If you feel that you have this information and that it could help to save his family, then you talk to him in love, not in holier than thou shove. And you do not, under any circumstances, do anything that would hurt his precious wife. She's already hurt enough. If you truly care, then you talk to him in love. Otherwise, you keep your mouth shut and let God deal with it.
Well, I was born in a small town, and I live in a small town. Got nothing against the big town. Still hayseed enough to say, "Look who's in the big town." My bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town.
With music to warm your soul, this is KZST.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I wanna touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much.
You're the fear.